This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
From dusk till dawn, folks. Hey, we're back. This is our second hour of the Sunday Trump Spectacular, the Trump Phenomenon, and I'll tell you what, I'm feeling so good today. I was, you know, this event yesterday, that this was the rollout of Trump 2.0. This is the Trump campaign for 2024. And he did not disappoint. Donald Trump, I'm just saying, he looks fantastic. He sounds fantastic. His energy level, oh my gosh. The contrast between Donald Trump and Joe Biden is so great. I hope they keep the stiff. I hope they keep the corpse, Joe Biden. I hope they keep him standing up like that movie. What's the movie where there's a dead guy that goes, he's a dead guy through the Weekend at Bernie's. The engineers got it. The Weekend at Bernie's. I hope they keep the Weekend at Biden's going. In fact, maybe we can popularize that here on the radio here. We came up with a Bidenflation a couple weeks ago. Bidenflation, I hope that catches on and we start hearing it. I won't take credit for it. No, so we'll just let some big shot take credit for it, and because we want that to spread, Bidenflation. But I like Weekend at Biden's. I like that because this guy is a stiff. He's a corpse, you know, and I just relish the thought that Donald Trump will get to go up against this corpse. It'll be fun, you know, going against another stiff, which is Camel Face Harris. But you know, there's just something special about going toe to toe with Joe. Anyway, let's go back to the president here. He's finishing up this speech, and he is. This is an important event for all of us, for every one of you. The Trump train is coming to a theater near you. This rally, he's going to go all over the country. These rallies are going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. The contrast with Biden is going to get more and more extreme. I think we're going to see crowds of 100,000 people. And this crowd, who knows the size of this crowd in Lorain County. He just pointed out, by the way, that he, in 2020, won Lorain County. No Republican presidential candidate had won Lorain County since Ronald Reagan, including even Donald Trump in 2016. So this underscores the point, he didn't lose the election. He won 17 of 18 bellwether counties, something like that. It's statistically impossible. I like the guy, the inventor of the QR code. He said, this genius who invented QR, you know, QR codes, you see them everywhere. The guy who invented that said it's statistically impossible that Donald Trump lost the election. And it's statistically impossible that Joe Biden won the election because of anomalies. So, you know, impossibilities is a better word, like the fact that Donald Trump, he got 75, even with the Democrat cheating, they had to admit he got 75 million votes. 12 million more than he got in 2016. There's no way Joe Biden got 81 million votes. It didn't happen. All right, let's go back to the president.
Our magnificent American liberty is your God-given right. The people of this land will not be ruled and talked down to by corrupt politicians, petty tyrants, left-wing bullies, or socialist bureaucrats in a place called Washington, D.C. It's not going to happen. Our ancestors are the people that crossed an ocean for the right to live and pray and speak as they saw. Who risk everything. They risk everything. Think of what? You're here and you're generally happy, not necessarily 100% because of what took place. But they are the people who risk their lives to boldly declare their independence and then defeated the most powerful military on earth to win their freedom. Brave, incredible, brilliant people. And our ancestors are the people who tamed the great wilderness, settled a vast continent, laid down the railroads, raised up the skyscrapers, and poured out their blood, sweat, and tears to build this country into the greatest nation in the history of the world. And we're not going to let it go.
Oh, yes, I love that. And we're not going to let it go. I love it. We're not good. And this is the watchword for the next few years of your life and mine. We're not going to let it go. And you remember earlier at the beginning of the speech, you said we've got to pour every ounce of our energy, every drop that we've got to pour it into this campaign to take back control of our country, to take back the House, to run the rhinos out, among other and other traitors, demon rat communists.
We will respect our heroes like George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and Thomas Jefferson. They will not be taken from us. America is still the nation that conquered the Wild West, that vanquished the murderous dictators, that ended the evil empires, and that sent a brave young man from Ohio to a plant. Think of it. Sent. You know who the man I'm talking about is? Who am I talking about?
John Glenn.
You know who it is? The stars and stripes on the face of the moon. You know who the man is, right?
Wait, no, that wasn't John Glenn. John Glenn was... in Mercury.
You know who it is. There's no mountain we cannot climb. There is no summit we cannot reach. There is nothing that we cannot do. There is absolutely nothing we cannot match. There is no challenge down. You will never let us down. The people of Ohio will never let us down. The people of our country will never let us down. We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never back down. We will never, ever surrender. My fellow Americans, our movement is far from over. In fact, our fight has only just begun.
Yeah, that's it.
We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. So with American pride swelling in our hearts and American courage stirring in our souls, I say these words to you tonight. We will make America powerful again. America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. and we will make America great again. Thank you, Ohio. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, wow. What a... Wow. Okay, I'll turn the volume down here.
All right, there you had it. Donald J. Trump delivering what we all expected from a Trump rally, and that's inspiring a nation.
Yeah. No, that's the Republican, not the Republican broadcasting, the right side broadcasting host there talking. But it's now nightfall. It's pitch black now there in Wellington, Ohio. President started in broad daylight and spoke that long, hour and a half and longer. That was wonderful. How long did he speak? Let me look here. He spoke more than an hour and a half. And that was just great. I love that long recitation of, you know, we will not surrender, we will not give in, we will not break, we will not retreat. He had a whole list of verbs of things we will not do. I love that. He's doing exactly what we all need. He's bucking up our spirits. He's mobilizing the troops to take back America. And did you notice that all through, you know, all these years that we've been doing this show, and he's been doing rallies, he always ended the rally, I don't know, there are probably some exceptions, but hundreds of times he ended the rally by saying, we are one, what was the next word out of his mouth? Movement. And I got that one right. I'll give myself a little pat on the back. I got that one right. The Donald Trump, he did two things. He won the presidency. That was his second greatest achievement. His greatest achievement was he created this movement, a part of which you are right now. And why was that more important than the presidency? Because the presidency can be lost. The movement cannot. And in fact, the presidency was, in fact, stolen away from us. But we're not defeated. Why? Because Donald Trump's greatest achievement stands. The movement he built, that he created from pretty much nothing. Well, let's... Not nothing. I mean, we've all been doing, you know, great work, and we all built a framework and the scaffolding upon which the Trump movement is built. But he whipped the whole thing into shape, and he built the Trump. He built the Patriot, the Make America Great Again movement. By the way, there were a lot of signs in Ohio. Another sign has broken out. A lot of the signs held up by people said "Save America." Save America. I like that. And that's the answer to Donald Trump's observation that Joe Biden is destroying America right before our eyes. Joe Biden and the other communists. So this is the big showdown, folks. This is the big showdown between the pinkos, the commies, the rats, the hate America traitors. They've come out of the woodwork. They've exposed themselves. They're going for broke. And it's do or die. This is the showdown. And Donald Trump is holding our heads high. We're going to go, he's saying, we're going to go into 2022. We're going to win. We're going to win big. We're going to save our country. And then we're going to roll that into 2024, where Biden and Camel Face Harris will be thrown out on their sorry asses and the other traitors. And they see this time, this is something earlier in this speech. I don't know if we'll have time to go back to find it, actually. But somewhere in this speech, the president was building a great point, which is that at the end of his first presidency, everything was set up for a magnificent second 4 years. Because, and among other things, the rats had surfaced. So Donald Trump now knew that the FBI, from stem to stern, the whole thing, was communist. The FBI is like the fake news media. It's a branch of the Democratic National Committee. The FBI is not an independent law enforcement agency of any objectivity or professionalism whatsoever, or integrity, or standards. It is simply a political wing of the left in America. James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, all the rest of them, Robert Mueller, going back to his directorship of the FBI back in 2001, when he covered up what really happened to the World Trade Towers. It's been a left wing, like the news media. We don't have news media. These are political operatives in the left wing fake news media that the president has identified. But now, the president, for his second 4 years, he was ready to, like Hercules, clean the Augean stables, clean out the FBI. That's one reason they were so desperate. These people in the FBI, they knew that Trump was onto their game, and he was going to send them all packing. Now, you know, this is a reflection upon how dire the situation is with the deep state. When I say send them all packing, well, how do you do that? Unfortunately, these left wingers are implanted in the control networks of government as bureaucrats. They are supposedly professionals who are protected by various unions and rules and regulations and review boards and so on. So that an elected, even a president, can't just fire them. That's really what needs to be done. The president, on day one of his second presidency, the best thing to have done would have been to send out a pink notice, a termination slip to every single one of the 36,000 or so, however many there are, members of the FBI. The whole entire thing, fired. The entire Centers for Disease Control, fired. The entire National Institutes for Health, fired. Not just Fauci, not just Christopher Wray, the current head of the FBI. Fire the whole damn thing. That's how deep the communist penetration of America's institutions has gone. And then start over. You know, find some incredible patriotic police chief. I forget his name, but that great police chief from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Find somebody like that who's a proven patriot and just appoint him as a director of the FBI. And don't recruit from within the ranks of the corrupt organization. No, no. Go outside the organization. Find doctors who are not lifelong members of the Centers for Disease Control corrupt bureaucracy. But find distinguished doctors like this doctor who has had such incredible results with ivermectin in treating COVID and also prophylactically preventing any COVID breakout. And that is, let me remember his name, Pierre. Am I remembering him right? Corey? K-O-R-Y? Dr. Pierre Corey. That would be somebody to make a chief, whatever the top position is, of the Centers for Disease Control, chief of the National Institutes for Health. But go outside the bureaucracy. Start all over again. Just as exactly what Donald Trump epitomizes. He is what? Donald Trump is not a politician. He is a patriot American, a builder of skyscrapers, as he described earlier, in American pioneers, who got sick of the destruction of his country and came down the escalator with his wife and said, I'm running for president. To hell with you, creeps. To hell with you, Mitt Romney. To hell with you, John McCain. and the rest of them. To hell with you, Susan Collins of Maine, you rhinos. You fake Republicans. To hell with you, George Bush. To hell with you. What did he call Jeb Bush? Low energy. Low energy. Whatever happened to Jeb Bush? Has anybody seen Jeb Bush in recent years? and get this. Get this. You gotta say, you know, you can't make this up. Mike Pence is kind of making little trial balloons on running for president. Oh, good luck, Mike Pence. We'll be right back in a moment. Still last 10 years like the shoe.
best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi.
Just said
Big
hi,
John.
Big Bad Donald.
Somebody
John
said
Trump,
he came from New Orleans.
Yeah. Hey, we're back. And now I've got a real gem for you. Plucked from the middle of the Trump speech yesterday, which, this is great. Donald Trump is taking on the rhinos, and he's defeating them in detail. He's not just generalizing, we got to get rid of rhinos. He's going after them individually, by name, in great detail, and it's wonderful. And this is part of the genius of Donald Trump. He has the brain power to do this. Imagine all that he has to do. All imagine how varied his life is and how many, how much he has to concentrate on. In this, I'm going to give you an example here. He takes on a rhino pretend Republican congressman from Ohio named Anthony Gonzalez. Listen to how in this few moments of this speech, Donald John Trump, Big Bad John, destroys the puke Anthony Gonzalez, destroys him. And there's no way Congressman Anthony Gonzalez is going to win again in 2022. Remember, they have to run every 2 years. And Donald Trump is going after these. And this is just an example. This is just one of them. Listen to what the president does to Anthony Gonzalez, who will stand in as the poster boy for all these rhinos like Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, and the rest of them. And this is one of the most important things Donald Trump is doing right now, is he is cleaning out the Republican Party so that it will be a purely patriotic party. No rhinos need apply.
Max's opponent is a guy named Anthony Gonzalez, who's bad news. He's a grandstanding rhino, not respected in D.C., who voted for the unhinged, unconstitutional, illegal impeachment witch hunt.
Oh, he's unhinged. What did he say? His adjectives are so good. Okay, I'll have to. We'll just keep listening.
Witch hunt. You know, this guy used to call me, and my people in the office would say, "You know somebody named Gonzalez?" I said, "No, he's a congressman from Ohio." And they said, "So what? Well, tell me about him. What's the story?" He wants to go to Ohio in Air Force One because I was coming to Ohio. I came to Ohio a lot. Okay, I feel very comfortable. I used to work in Ohio. I used to work in Cincinnati, Ohio. I love it. The Queen City, Cincinnati. But he wanted to know if he could fly on Air Force One. You know, with all the people in Congress, I think he was just about the only guy ever. He heard I was going to Ohio. Could he fly back and forth in Air Force One? I said, I don't know. Who's the guy? Tell me about him. And I didn't hear much good. But I said, what the hell he's asking? So let him ride. You know, it holds like 400 people. So you put a guy in a seat, right? And I didn't get to know him too well, but I'd see him on the plane, and then I'd see him go back, and then I'd be going 3 months later, and he'd call again. Could I go to Ohio on Air Force One? I put him on the plane, I put him back. And the next thing I heard his name, next time he was impeaching me. He was impeaching me. I don't know. That's not the reason I'm doing this, but I just thought it's a character trait that was not so good. Not so good. No, he's a sellout. He's a fake Republican and a disgrace to your state, I will tell you.
He's a sellout, a fake Republican, and a disgrace to your state. Hey, Anthony Gonzalez, you can put a fork in it, buddy. Your political career is over. Thanks to Big Bad Donald John.
Yeah, that. And he's not the candidate that you want representing the Republican Party. He's the candidate of Liz Cheney. That's another beauty. Liz Cheney. Mitt Romney. Do you notice? The Democrats have horrible policy, right? Defund the police, open borders, sanctuary cities, all of the cancel culture. Let's cancel out George Washington. You see that? They're after George Washington now. I did say 2 years ago, they may go there. If you're not strong, they're going to go there. But he's a candidate. He works. He likes Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden. Earlier this year, Gonzalez voted to illegal aliens, okay? I thought we were trying to go the opposite way so that we can have our country back and have our borders back. He voted to keep our troops bogged down in Syria, and I got him out.
We'll stop right there, and we'll come right back, right after this break.
Hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
I want the truth. You can't handle the the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And let's resume with Donald Trump at his magnificent rally in Wellington, Ohio yesterday. I think it was supposed to start at 7 p.m. I'm not sure exactly when it kicked off. And I don't know the size of the tens of thousands of people that were there, the size of the crowd. It was at the Lorain County Fairgrounds, which is, sort of a rural setting. And out in the open air, the weather was beautiful, as the sky was beautiful. Didn't rain, wind wasn't blowing. I don't know what the temperature was, but everybody looked comfortable. Wonderful, wonderful kickoff. This was the big rally. This is the first big Trump rally since January 6th on the Capitol Mall. And this is just the first of many, many. They will just come in ever accelerating tempo of rallies around the country, and I hope one is coming to a theater near you so that you can get there. And by the way, a theater near you, I mean anything within 200 miles. if you're within 200 miles of one of these great Trump rallies, you really need to hop in your car and get there. Take your whole family. Children love these rallies. They will make sure you take some pictures, because when you're 6-year-old or you're 12-year-old, later on, you want them to be able to see a picture in which there's a picture in which they are framed in a picture with the president, the greatest president of American history, Donald Trump. And he was just talking about George Washington. Yes, greater than George Washington. More critical, more crucial. Had there never been a George Washington, we would have... I think a replacement for George Washington could have been found. Very key guy. Very tough there at Valley Forge. But Donald Trump, boy, you know, I mean, what did we have for leadership of the conservative party? We had John McCain. Then we had Mitt Romney. Really? And before that, we had George Bush. Come on. Isn't that the enemy? George Bush Sr., Jr., McCain, Romney, isn't that the enemy? The enemy was the leader of over and over again. We were having to, no wonder we weren't interested. No wonder we didn't, fall into the ranks and take up the charge. Of course not. Behind an enemy leader, Donald Trump provided that man. And had he not appeared, what would we have had? Jeb Bush? Would we have had Jeb Bush in 2016? he was set to win. Jeb Bush had raised, or let's say this, the corrupt money had come into Jeb Bush over $100 million when Donald Trump came down the escalator. Jeb Bush was the odds-on favorite. He was just going to roll right over, right through to the nomination. Donald Trump was just a dark horse, and he destroyed Jeb Bush in just a few weeks. One or two debates, and Jeb Bush was laid out by Donald Trump. Okay, let's go back to this brilliant man. Here he is. And now he's destroying another rhino, Anthony Gonzalez, congressman of Ohio. And he's talking to these Ohioans. I'll find out where Gonzalez's district is while we're listening.
Listen to him too much. Not too many people do. And after he voted for impeachment, the Ohio GOP censured Gonzalez and remanded him to you know where. But they demanded that he resign and resign immediately. And he's still hanging in there, you know? Every single Republican needs to vote him out of office and nominate and vote for a really great guy, Max Miller, a passion. He's got a passion for this country like you wouldn't believe. Max, come on up and say hello. This is your territory, Max. Max Miller.
Let's hear it for the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump! And come 2024, we're going to get him elected for the third time!
That's right!
There is no greater fighter that this country has ever had, and I have never had a greater role model than President Donald J. Trump. Period, bar none. I need all of your help to get Rhino Turncoat Tony out of office and to help put an America First conservative into for the 16th district. God bless you all. God bless President Trump. Thank you.
Thank you, Max. Great guy. I can tell you he's a great guy. Also with us, another outstanding candidate for Congress. His race is very soon. He's filling his seat, and I think he's going to win.
So there he goes. You just heard the end of Anthony Gonzalez's career, and Anthony Gonzalez is not even an old guy. He is only 36 years old, young. Ohio's 16th congressional district, and I'm trying to figure out, I don't know my map of Ohio well enough here to, let me just see. He's not far from where the president is speaking. He's not far from, actually, I'm wondering if Wellington isn't in his district. I mean, he's adjacent. I'll tell you what, there are lots of people at this rally in Wellington who live in Anthony Gonzalez's 16th district. 719,000 people in that district, which is 93.33% white. Wow. And it's outside of Cleveland. So that is a white flight district. Let me just see here. That district went for Donald Trump 56% in 2020 and 56% in 2016. There you go. They voted for Mitt Romney in 2012. John McCain in 2008. They voted for George W. Bush in both 2004 and 2000. But nobody got as high a percentage as Donald Trump both times. And so there you heard it. And then Donald Trump elevated the Max Miller, the guy who is the Trump guy, elevated him to just launched Max Miller's career, and he's going to win in 2022. And this is going to happen in dozens of districts around the country as Donald Trump transforms. With the movement that he created, he's going to transform the party that he took over. And go on to then that will then multiply into a win in 2024 for the presidency. Now, if you want to call in, I'm just picking up spots now from the president's speech. So if you call in, I'll put you on right now. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. You can go on the air. Hey, I hope somebody out there was actually at the rally in Wellington, Ohio yesterday. And could call in with a firsthand account. There were people who came to that Lorain County Fairground a day ahead of the president's arrival. And I would have been one of them. If I had lived within that drivable radius of Wellington, I would have been there. So the whenever the president comes within shouting distance of me here in Grand Forks, North Dakota, I will drive out there. I drove out twice to Duluth, Minnesota, which is right there on the edge of Lake Superior. That's a good drive. I've forgotten how many miles it is, but I think it's a good drive. And I drove out to Bemidji in the north central Minnesota once. I drove down to Fargo, which is an easy drive, 75 miles from here, 78 miles to Fargo, North Dakota, to see the president. So I've been to four Trump rallies. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. If the president comes anywhere within 200 miles of where I'm sitting, I'm going to be there. And let's find the president.
Going to win big. I see there's like 12 candidates, and we endorsed him a couple of weeks ago, and now he's leading by a lot. And he's a wonderful man. I've known him for a long time. Mike, where are you, Mike? Where is Mike?
So he's bringing out the candidates.
Come here, Mike.
He's getting down to the fine grain, the fine detail.
Don't keep him long, Mike, but say hello. So August 3rd, right, Mike? August 3rd you're running, right? So that's sooner than Max. Mike, you got to win, Mike. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank all of you. With his endorsement, the America First agenda, we are now leading by double digits.
Wow. Bingo. Bingo.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank all of you, and God bless America. Thank you, Mike. He's doing a fantastic job.
Yeah. He's out there. Donald Trump is getting down to the fine detail of running all the campaigns across the country. Let's go to a caller here. Spider-Man, who is right now in Georgia. Spider-Man, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. Trump, he affiliates usually with good people, and he gets away from the bad ones, and he stays with the good ones. The only one mistake I do think that he did make in affiliating was with that goofball Mike Lindell. I don't know if you know the guy, but he's that guy that sells those pillows on TV. And people get so tired of that guy, especially if you watch Fox. So he's on there all the time selling those pillows, and the guy is just obnoxious.
Now, Spider-Man, I hear you, but just in a spirit of fun here, have you slept on a MyPillow pillow yet?
No, I haven't. My sister bought them, and she said they're terrible. She said, all it is, his pillows have nothing, so they're all artificial, ingredients, and so. She said they're just hard as a rock.
Okay, well, Spider-Man. Here, Spider-Man. I have four of them. And I bought them all before I met Mike Lindell. I did meet him at the Bemidji rally. And let me tell you, I've never slept on a better pillow than Mike Lindell's MyPillow. And his invention, it is real. What he says about the pillow is real. And his patent is based on a real innovation he made in the interior construction of a pillow. It is very, very restful. My kids, my wife sleep on them, and they all swear by them. They're wonderful pillows. And right now, he's got the best sale. Right now, the establishment is attacking Mike Lindell so desperately. They are taking him out of stores. They are taking him off of the air. And so he's got a promo. He's doing a promo directly to you, the people. Pillows that he used to sell for $69, and they were a bargain at $69. I have three of that exact pillow. You can now buy them for $29. So that's probably darn near his cost. And grab them while you can. I forget the website. It's probably mypillow.com. But just look it up, search it. You'll find his website, even though he's being canceled and censored as much as possible. But I'm telling you, $29 for that pillow, it's a whole different level of pillow. Anything you ever bought before, a Beautyrest, a Serta, whatever, any other kind of thing, forget about it. You're not going to, it's like floating on a cloud to have your head on a Mike Lindell MyPillow. But now let me say something else about Mike Lindell. Not only is his pillow is a very worthy enterprise, but it's made him a lot of money. And by the way, these are all made in the USA pillows. Made right in Minnesota, right? I'm looking across the river right now into Minnesota. They're made in Minnesota. But what Mike Lindell has done, Spider-Man, I also want to praise this. He's made a lot of money, and you know what he's done? He's spent it all. He's spent it all and more on our cause. He is spending millions of dollars to, not the way, George Soros is, or any of these other billionaires like, what's his name? Mike Bloomberg. Okay. These guys spend billions against us as traitors. But Lindell is spending everything he's got. And he is right now, I think, the leading figure in hiring attorneys, hiring investigators, flying around the country to deeply investigate the stolen election of 2020. And so you must think, you have to think, and don't get into the trivia of, well, you know, you see lots of Mike Lindell ads. Yeah, you see Mike Lindell, a lot of Mike Lindell ads, but guess what? That who's paying for that TV station that you're watching? If you're seeing lots of those ads on Fox, and I watch lots of Fox, I see lots of those ads, who's paying to bring me that show? Mike Lindell.
Well, I heard, Jamie, is that he's the reason he's hiring attorneys is because he's being sued by, I'm trying to remember.
No, that's not what you heard. Now, Spider-Man, I'm starting to think you're not on our side, my friend, okay? And that your call here is a setup, because everything, every word out of your mouth is trash talk about a key person in our movement. You don't like his pillow. Your sister says they're terrible. They're made of artificial ingredients. Spider-Man, that's pure BS. And every word out of your mouth is pure BS, and goodbye. All right, we'll be right back, folks.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can
yes, any man can be a fool, and be on George Soros' payroll like Spider-Man there in Georgia. How much you getting from Soros, Spider-Man? And by the way, Soros is spending hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars, spreading the money everywhere, basically hiring commies all over the country. You can make a good living as a commie working for George Soros in your own local, you know, community there. He'll pay you to cheat on election. He'll pay you to attack patriots. He'll pay you to dox people. It's quite a going business that George Soros has got. You can make good money as a trader in America right now. Now, let's go back to Spider-Man. You can crawl back into your lair there, your Black Widow web there. Let's go back to the president. And here's another really great moment. We're just barely going to have enough time. This is the president bringing out Marjorie Taylor Greene to praise her and Jim Jordan. Just listen to this. This is great. These are two real patriots. I mean, the best.
Both of these people, this is what we need. We're also thrilled to be joined by a person who's actually loved. You don't necessarily hear that, but she's loved and respected, and she's tough and smart and kind.
From Georgia.
And she's got such great common sense. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Crowd goes wild. She's a real right-winger, folks. She's the real deal. And the president's brought her out on his plane from Georgia. That's a big moment.
She's a fighter. Right. And another one, we just mentioned his name, but I'll mention it again. Come up here, Jim Jordan. Come up, Jim Jordan.
From Ohio, the pride of Ohio.
This guy, you are so lucky to have him in Ohio. That's all I can say.
Good vice presidential choice in 2024. I think he's on the president's list. Here he comes running. He's an athlete.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. They've already heard from me. They want to hear from you. Mostly what they want is for you to run in 2024 and go back to the White House. Thank you all very much.
Oh, that was a beautiful moment. Trump. The crowd, they're going wild.
You know, some of the congressmen and senators... Capitol Hill, they said, you got to see this guy working out. You know, they work out. They're not in good shape. They never were. They were never athletes or anything.
Jim Jordan's a real athlete.
Champion, NCAA champ. He was one of the greats, and he works out. And they say, you wouldn't believe this guy. He burns out the machines. The machines are catching. They're like burning out. They're smoking. But, you know.
Okay, we'll end on that. That's wonderful. A wonderful moment there in this rally yesterday to end on. Lived up to everything we were hoping for and more here in the Trump Clubhouse here. We'll see you again next week. And Donald Trump now he's now fired up the afterburner. See you next week here in the Trump Clubhouse. So long.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. its database of products not kosher certified, is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher Certified app can make a huge difference for your future.